A campaign by Senator Lisa Murkowski to lift the decades-old ban on crude oil exports got its first hearing in Washington today. It's been 25 years since Congress has formally considered the ban it adopted during the Arab oil embargo. But as APRN's Liz Ruskin reports, the recent energy boom in the lower 48 is triggering new debates.
To some people, it still sounds crazy. Why consider selling American crude overseas when the U.S. still imports 40% of its oil from other countries? And then there's the question of the impact on consumer prices. Chairman of the Senate Energy Committee, Ron Wyden of Oregon, says that's his focus.
American families and American businesses deserve to know what exports would mean for their specific needs when they fill up at the pump or get their delivery of heating oil.
The witnesses at the hearing spoke from their own economic corners. Harold Hamm, CEO of Continental Resources, the largest leaseholder in North Dakota's Bakken play, says the ban gives undue advantage to U.S. refineries. The export ban only covers raw materials, so the refiners can sell their fuel overseas, but as he put it, producers like him are stuck being their milk cows. A Delta Airlines executive, on the other hand, says allowing crude exports will force the price up to whatever OPEC wants it to be, and American consumers will have to pay more for airline tickets and everything else. An academic from the University of California, Davis, says it's not so simple. Amy Myers Jaffe says U.S. petroleum is already on the world market in the refined products we export.
So what we're really discussing is, number one, what is the best way to organize free markets and to eliminate distortions, and who gets the profit from the exports?
With the ban in place, it's the refiners. Without the ban, producers get in on it. Jaffe notes another market wrinkle. The Bakken boom produces light oil, but refineries are set up to process particular grades. So she says America will always have to import heavy crude,
because there's just going to be some refineries that already exist in the Gulf Coast that have certain configurations, and there's just only so much light crude they can put through the system.
Murkowski says it's good for policymakers to ask questions and ponder the issue. She figures it will take a lot more dialogue before Congress members and their constituents feel comfortable with lifting the ban. But she also says we're running out of time.
We get to a point where we're going to have a mismatch between what we are producing domestically and our ability to meet the needs, the capacity within our refineries.
Murkowski says without exports, we may reach the point of oversupply in just 2 years. After the hearing, Murkowski said Alaskans have a special reason to be concerned, because North Slope Oil may have to compete for West Coast refinery space.
I think as Alaskans, we need to appreciate we have enjoyed higher prices for our crude because it has been in high demand, particularly in California. But if California is now going to be able to meet this demand because of oil coming from other parts of the lower 48, that price is going to go down. Our margins are going to be less for Alaska.
She says she plans to eventually draft an export bill and press her case to the administration. In Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.